Lines composed a few miles above St. Paul's Chapel and beside the viewing platform. Ground Zero, July 4, 2002. The epigraph is from William Wordsworth's Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey on Revisiting the Banks of the Wye During a Tour, July 13, 1798. For I have learned to look on nature not as in the hour of thoughtless youth, but hearing oftentimes the still sad music of humanity, nor harsh nor grating, though of ample power to chasten and subdue. Towers explode their lives into the churchyard. Dust stops the clocks and stills the bells, turns every surface gray, whips through the graves, and crashes a London plane tree against headstones. Dust storms the church. Emergency workers wipe ash and blood from their faces, track heavy prints inside, and scuff the pews with boots and belts where they rest, leave marks of their ministry, as the vicar said, their sacramental marks. Emergency! The dust weeps, trembling the great seal of the United States residing from a wall. Chaos bit by bit subsides into supplies and food dispensed beneath the organ gallery, 400 meals each day for workers desperate to find comrades alive, then grateful to discover any dead. In the graveyard, spirits kindled in pity rise to accept the sudden company and wail with them and weep the world anew. Has life learned nothing in 200 years, the buried ask. Invite, rest here, there's room. We are innocent, the dust cries, searing the morning air. Some of us were soldiers, the buried whisper, killed for country. Still, war generates more war. Where, dust questions, where can we ever rest our crush of bones and concrete? Rise from our ruins as we cake your grass and shake your headstones with our death. A graveyard facing the Hudson, among trees. Behind the sheets, rigged to the iron fence, St. Paul's Chapel, where George and Martha Washington knelt to pray. The British, Cornwallis and Howe, had occupied the pews and knelt there too. Handwriting clutches banners hugging the fence. We miss you, we remember you, God bless New York. How to reclaim that nature in which Wordsworth could hear a still sad human music above the roar of bursting engines fueling pyres of human flesh aflame. Reclaim a land unpoisoned and unpoisonous, nobly conceived, pestled into the mortar of its history, ash from past and present cross its fields, blur into whirlwinds of its willfulness, scattered farther, farther from its heartland. The last time I was here, I stood beside the iron fence, watched workmen remove top layers of soil to be replaced with fresh earth and new seeds. Would discards then be sent to Freshkill's landfills, million-ton debris from the blighted square, sifted again, perhaps, as if the ashes might pronounce their names? Wordsworth imaged a hermit sitting alone by the fire outside his cave. I see a country sitting alone among nations, its eyes made quiet, not by harmony, but by a sense of power, itself a nature, rampant, unconfined, the guide of its own moral being, self-righteous, self-defined. Yet there's another presence, interfused with earth and ocean and the living air. Call it a unity of being, a bond the poet and the mystic apprehend. Our dust, our ashes, day and night, the stars, joy, horror, every foreign tongue, all grope toward roots that mingle in the dark while reaching for the light of common life.